A showdown is looming among the states that rely on the Colorado River for drinking and irrigation water. Negotiations are set to start on the river's future among worsening drought conditions. And right now, Western water leaders are attempting to work out their internal issues before the main talks begin. Lexi Peary from KUER, Ariana Brocious from Arizona Public Media, and KUNC's Luke Runyon have more.
I'm Lexi Peary at the Santala Reservoir in southwest Utah. This lake is the endpoint for the proposed Lake Powell pipeline, which would pump water from the Colorado River to this growing corner of the state. It's an important bargaining chip in the state's negotiation strategy. It's also led others in the watershed to raise serious concerns. Don Ipsen is a Republican state senator from the area.
And they want to bring this to a resolution and push us out, and we can't let that happen. They got whole staffs that their whole purpose is to stop Utah from having it, and particularly stop the Lake Powell pipeline.
To fight back, Utah lawmakers are creating a new Colorado River Authority. It will be focused on pushing for more of Utah's share of the river. Gene Shawcroft will be part of the authority. He's also Utah's representative for interstate negotiations.
Each state, in my mind, should have the ability to use its water when it chooses to do so.
He says Utah hasn't used its full allocation of Colorado River water that was allocated to them nearly a century ago. But critics of that approach say projects like the Lake Powell pipeline threaten the whole system, and say Utah is ignoring the science on climate change. But while Utah wants to grow into its allocation, it's a very different conversation in other parts of the watershed, like Arizona.
I'm Ariana Brocious in Tucson. Some of the water from the Colorado River enters the CAP, or Central Arizona Project Canal, becoming a ribbon of blue that winds through miles of arid desert to reach the cities of Phoenix and Tucson. Arizona is already taking cuts to its CAP supply, and if current projections hold, they'll increase nearly threefold next year, says Ted Cook, the project's general manager.
So 512,000 acre feet coming out of the CAP supply is about a third, 30% to a third. That's a lot.
Arizona could also lose a lot more water if the levels in Lake Mead keep dropping. The state's junior water rights mean its supply is more vulnerable. Cook says Arizona is getting good practice at reining in its uses as supplies shrink.
When you look at the drought contingency plan, at every tier level, Arizona is taking the most, and sometimes a lot more.
Still, Arizona can't shoulder the whole burden, he says. Other lower basin states also need to cut back. Arizona has reassembled the committee charged with negotiating the 2019 drought contingency plan to handle the upcoming negotiations. That includes a diverse group of delegates. But some still worry groups that have been excluded in the past, like tribes and environmentalists, won't get fair representation this time.
I'm Luke Runyon. I'm here at the Continental Divide in northern Colorado, close to the headwaters of the Colorado River. It's starting to snow here. 70% of the river's flow comes from Colorado, and Colorado Water Conservation Board Director Becky Mitchell says that fact alone leads water leaders in her state to feel protective of the river.
First and foremost, I think it's important as Colorado's commissioner that we're looking at protecting our legal entitlement on the Colorado River and protecting our state's waters for those who depend on it.
Leading up to the negotiations, upper basin leaders, like Mitchell, have been under pressure to consider implementing what's referred to as a use cap. Water demands on the river in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico have been flat since the late 1980s. And putting a hard limit on future uses would give planners more certainty. But Mitchell says that concept is a non-starter.
I'm not ready to go there just yet.
This is a central tension on the river. Basin states recognize the need to be thinking of and managing the watershed as a whole, but still jealously guard their own river allocations. Recent studies have shown there will be a breaking point when states are forced to cut back because supplies keep shrinking. But figuring out who bears the greatest burden is what's up for negotiation.
That was KUNC's Luke Runyon, Arizona Public Media's Ariana Brocious, and KUER's Lexi Peary. This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River Basin, supported by the Walton Family Foundation.